Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Joel Hargis, an instrument-rated private pilot who flies regularly around Florida and the Southeast for business in his Mooney. Joel is EAA Chapter 534 President and Young Eagle Coordinator promoting aviation.
Hello, I'm Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network. We're here at Sun and Fun 2022 here in beautiful Lakeland, Florida. And I think it's the 48th annual Sun and Fun this year. And we've got a very special guest today. Probably one of the most accomplished female pilots that I've ever met, Tweet Coleman. Welcome, Tweet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that intro.
It's so good that you've taken time out to talk with us. And gosh, you and I haven't known each other that long, but I every time I learn more about you, I'm so impressed. And so, Tweet, you've had a diverse background in aviation. Kind of tell us how you got started, and then we'll kind of work towards where you ended up.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's go way back, if that's okay. When I was 8 and 9 years old in Ohio, I was playing baseball with the boys because there were a lot of boys in our neighborhood. And when I looked up, I saw a DC-3 fly overhead. And this was in Louisville, Ohio, and the airplane was en route to Cleveland. And I told the boys, I said, boy, I want to be a pilot someday on that airplane. And they laughed, and they said, you'll never be a pilot. And I said, well, why? And they said, well, you can be a flight attendant. And I said, no, that sounds too hard. I want to be a pilot. And so I was one of those lucky kids, Joel, because I didn't realize that not everybody knew what they wanted to be when they were young.
Yeah, that's very unusual that age.
Yeah, 8, 9 years old, you're absolutely right. So when I graduated high school, my mother wanted to be a nurse, and she did not. So I fulfilled her dreams, and I became a surgical nurse.
Oh, but I did not know that.
On the back burner, I had that DC-3 in my memory bank, and I then decided to go full-time and go to flight school.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. And so how old were you when you soloed, and what'd you do that in?
Well, I soloed actually 18 years old out of the Akron Canton Airport, and it was in a Cessna 150.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Great trainer.
Yep.
And then you check ride in the same plane?
Yeah, right. And Mr. Yoder was my flight instructor, and he said, well, Tweet, good luck in being a pilot, you know, after I gave him all that money. And I said, well, why? And he said, well, they just don't have women in the cockpit. And so then I continued to, you know, continued my studies to be a nurse. And then it wasn't until like 1977 when we were living in Puerto Rico. And I was then married to my husband, Patrick Coleman. He was an anesthesiologist with the military. And I said, you know, I really want to be a pilot. And he said, well, if you want to, let's go down and figure it out. So we went to the flying school in Ceiba, Puerto Rico, Fajardo, Puerto Rico. And they had an airplane for sale, November 7145 Gulf. And I said, you know, Patrick, I'm going to use my, I called it bedpan money, all my money from nursing, and I'm going to buy that airplane. Well, back in 77, the airplane was only $8,500 or so. So I bought the airplane, and as I jokingly say, and it really is true, that airplane taught me
and
how to fly.
And what was it again?
I bought a Cessna 172.
A 172.
I soloed in a 150.
50, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was November 7145 Gulf. It was a great airplane. It really, as I say, taught me how to fly.
Right. That's great. Mm-hmm. And now, since then, you became a commercial pilot. How on earth? What was the first commercial airline you worked for, and how did you get them to hire you?
Well, interesting, we in the military, moving around, and we came back to Florida, and in Marianna, Florida, there was a Learjet company up there, and they wanted a medical nurse, and I talked to Howard Ferran. He had one of the original Lear 23s, and he said, yeah, I need a medevac nurse to fly, and I said, okay, Harold, I'll make you a deal. I'll fly the patient to wherever they're going, and then on the back, if I could deadhead and build flight hours. Huh. And he said, you have a deal. So that's basically how I got into the jet area, if you will. And then I actually used that airplane to train other pilots to get their ATP in a jet. So it was really a symbiosis, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no,
it was pretty cool.
All the stories always amaze me, but so that was good. But you ended up flying for United?
Continental. Well, then, as the U.S. Navy, they move you around, or they did before, about every 2 or 3 years, we got stationed in Agana, Guam. And so I said, wow, Agana, Guam, way out in the Pacific. I had to get a map to find it. And then I looked up, and Continental Air Micronesia flew out of there, and they flew the 727s. So I applied in Houston, Texas, was home base. I applied, and gee, lucky enough, I got a job right away, and that's how I got into the airline business.
So that's amazing, particularly just going through glass ceilings. So I know you are all about flight safety.
Yes.
And teaching youth aviation, particularly women aviation. Mm-hmm. And I think today you came here with a special purpose, didn't you?
I sure did, yes.
And we've got a little something here, and I want to pull this out for you. And we've got a special guest here on our left.
Oh, excellent.
What's your...
Excellent. Yes, yes, I got to be careful here, O.B. Young. Well, the good news is that Mr. O.B. Young and I actually served together in the Federal Aviation Administration. In fact, for many years, we were colleagues in the FAA, weren't we?
That's right.
And so much so
that... Who are you now?
So much so that we both were safety program managers in the FAA.
Right.
So we exchanged...
That was back before the FAST team.
You know, and I think it was interesting because every time I would see O.B. Young's photograph in the many publications with the FAA, he always had the American flag behind him. And jokingly, I don't know if you remember, O.B., I said, you know, when you get out of the FAA, I hope you run for Congress because you had your blue suit on with a tie with the American flag.
Yeah, the traditional uniform.
But really, you know, Joel, O.B. has been an advocate for aviation safety for decades, as you know. And not only that, but he has encouraged young men and women to go into aviation and to learn how to fly.
So I would like to share with OB what we have with you here, sir, if I may. Have that, and I will read it.
Yes.
All right.
Because
thank you.
It needs to be presented properly. This is a tribute from a member of the Florida House of Representatives.
Oh, wow.
Proclamation of Achievement.
Wow.
Whereas... OBS Young is the producer and director of the Florida Aviation Network, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation, vice president of the Florida Motion Picture and Television Association, Orlando chapter, a life member of the Media Communication Association International, and whereas recognizing that Mr. Young is an airline transport pilot with over 16,000 hours of accumulation over 55 years of aviation, Mr. Young has also worked in an FAR Part 141 pilot training, FAR Part 135 charter, corporate flight operations as an FAA designated written and flight examiner for private through ATP.
Wow.
And whereas Mr. Young flew in air shows for 6 years, produced and directed air shows for 19 years, and a member of several aviation organizations, including a lifetime member of EAA and the Florida Air Museum at Sun and Fun. Whereas, in the Mississippi Wing CAP, Lieutenant Colonel Young served as Squadron Commander, Group Commander, Wing Standardization Evaluation Officer, and finally as Wing Vice Commander. While in the Florida Wing as FAA Safety Program Manager, he helped produce the CAP National Check Pilot School. And, see, you're amazing. Whereas, He worked with the FAA, an accident prevention program, for 15 years.
Yes.
He was the founder and past president of the Mississippi Association of Flight Instructors and was awarded Flight Instructor of the Year in the United States in 1977.
Uh-huh.
Right? This is crazy,
y'all,
folks.
Y'all didn't know that, huh?
And Master Certified Flight Instructor Awards in 98, 2000, 03, 05, 2011, 2013, and received the coveted Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award in 2019.
Nice.
Whereas Mr. Young served the Flight Standards Service of the FAA from 1990 to 2010, when he retired from the FAA and completed his federal career as the first National Safety Team FAST production manager at the National Resource Center in Lakeland, Florida. And now, therefore, be it respectively proclaimed that State Representative Anthony Sabatini extends his most sincere commendations to Mr. O.B.S. Young for his valuable contributions to his community, the state of Florida, and the United States of America.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
That's quite impressive, isn't it, Obi?
So with that, I will ask for a bit of a speech.
The only thing I can say, it wouldn't be anything without the people behind the cameras, without the FAST team people in the field, like Dave, who's over there, who was the intermediate FAST team rep of the year, the accident prevention counselors back in the old days, mm-hmm. and the current FAST team managers like Bob Jicks and Mark Lothridge and all the people in Orlando and throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be anything without the support from the National Aviation Safety Foundation, which Ben Coleman is one of our directors now, mm-hmm. as Bob Rasky is, and all the other organization, the 99s, the EAA, the AOPA, because it's a joint effort. It's not an OB effort, it's a team effort. Together, everybody achieves the mission, is that?
More.
It? More.
Okay.
Together, everybody achieves more. Team.
I'm tired after how many days? It's 3 days into the broadcast here, but it's about... It's a week into the setup and everything, so it's a little fatiguing. And Andrew knows what I'm talking about, because the days start about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Tweet, as you know, it's like mm-hmm. when you were flying and
right.
you're doing out there checking in the snow and ice and mm-hmm. all that stuff, and everybody says, "Oh, that was a great landing," and everybody applauds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what about the people that de-iced the airplane?
Mm-hmm.
What about the people that fueled the airplane?
Right.
What about the people that did all the flight planning and the weight and balance? Those are the important people. The people, not belittling the host like Ben and you and Ron in there, but all the people behind you.
Oh,
because
for sure.
If you're on a flight and you don't have any fuel, no go.
Right.
If we're on the set and you don't have anybody running the camera or doing the switching back there like John Carter, who's not feeling real poorly today, but he was able to make it out.
Mm-hmm.
He flies for Allegiant, you know. Yeah. And then
yeah.
a few other people there. And one is a big thanks to Terry Kurtz, who's our admin person
mm-hmm,
who you met
mm-hmm.
just a few
yes.
minutes ago. There's 300 and something people on the Florida Aviation
Network.
Oh, excellent.
I didn't realize
and
that.
And there's about...
How many? 300?
300 and something.
Okay.
A lot of them are ZZ. That means that they're gone but not forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So if they come back to life... ZZ, you know, like the alphabet, A, B, C, D.
Right.
If they have to go somewhere, like to work for a living,
oh, okay.
we ZZ them. And then when they get through working for a living, then they come back and volunteer for
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people that have gone through flight mm-hmm. safety, FIT, Emory Riddle,
mm-hmm.
that go on to have a career in the aviation at the military or something, then they come back and volunteer for us. It's kind of like
nice.
An alumni association.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. We come back to the homecoming. I don't want to take any more of your time because this
well,
is important.
Well, wait a minute. So what, and Sun and Fun is a huge deal. You work for months and months to,
yeah.
in preparation for this.
Right.
But what people don't understand is that's just a fraction of what he does. I mean, I know I do remote shows all year long, and he helps get me a cameraman and a grip and a this and a that and does the editing. And I'm not the only one. He does this for multiple reporters.
Right.
in multiple series. I mean, I know just I run two different series. Besides right. this, you work all year round, like 7 days a week.
I had to do something to keep my gray matter running.
Well, jeepers, creepers. No, you're just, you know, and I know I speak for the entire crew. Without you, this would not happen.
Well, I appreciate that, Joel.
And I want to Tweet's credit, when we started talking about what I did for the Florida Navy, she started watching a few videos, and she's like, who runs all this? And I said, well, Obie does. And she, of course, she knew you.
Yeah.
And she says, like, he runs the whole thing? And I'm like, yeah. She says, we ought to get him a proclamation or something. That's crazy. And I'm like, good idea, Tweet. And so her and I went to work. And
wow.
And we think that that's just a drop in the bucket of what you deserve.
So deserving. And, you know, one thing I would like to add, and it's probably one of the greatest accomplishments a parent can have, be it a mother or a father. And if OB2 could come up here, I just met OB2 for the first time, and what a delight. You know, when our children walk in our footsteps and help us in what we're doing, and I had the opportunity to say, OB2, what would you say your father's greatest achievement was?
And come in here tight, Obie.
Obie said, you know,
imaginary chair.
Yeah. You know, in fact, I'll just let Obie say what he said his father's great achievement about the legacy. It's wonderful.
It'll
very
pick
precious.
Up. Yep.
All right. I'm sure I'm driving Steve Batty back there on the soundboard right now, moving the mic around. The big thing that I would say, I've known this guy for 42 years, obviously, my whole life, been putting up with him, dealing with him, being a nuisance to him. But if I could sum him up in a sentence, just the legacy that he has left behind and will leave behind on aviation safety, encouraging people to get into aviation, especially children in the community, getting them into aviation. But you want to talk about a titan of industry that, you know, talk about big shoes to fill. When I grow up, hopefully, right? But yes, just the legacy on aviation and aviation safety. It's just unmatched. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, thanks, OB2. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, OB1, OB2. I said, what are you saying OB2 about? And Joel said, well, there are a couple of them.
We
here.
Get the network. OB1, we just kind of call him Obi-Wan, you know the master to teach us all. But I don't know how we're doing on time here. Somebody want to talk to me? I got a... we got about 3 minutes left. So, Obi-Wan, where do we go from here? What are we going to do?
Well, next up is another honored guest out there. Well, who's waiting in
line. I mean, you got future? Are we going to keep shooting all these remotes? Are we going to? What's our mission?
Well, we're funded through the end of this year at least. We've got Angel Flight, which is next weekend, and then we've got Up and Away, which will be a balloon event right here, and then we've got Oshkosh, which is up in Oshkosh, which is the world's largest air show. This is second, and then we've got Reno, and we've been around long enough, 27 years in the broadcast business. We started with terrestrial broadcast, which most people say, what are you talking about? But someday we'll do a show explaining the history of what we've been doing. But, yes, we're looking forward. All we need is funding, you know, like everybody else. But we need people also. We need volunteers because it's a continual change, as we said. It's like when John and Steve were going through flight training here, they've helped us out, get started, gone off, and come back. And so, and here at the Sun and Fun campus with the ACE program, it's a natural spot to do that. And we do the same thing in Orlando at the studio over there.
Yeah, I think the point I want to accentuate is we have like six or eight students of the high school here that are on the crew, and they travel. I mean,
they've
worked with me up in Spruce Creek and stuff. Mm-hmm. Can't say enough about those guys, but not just kids, but adults. I mean, I got recruited as an adult, and it's a volunteer position, but if you're out there and you say, I'd like to work with those guys.
No experience necessary. Just a willingness.
Yeah, no, that's right. You don't need experience.
To put up with me.
and so I'm going to elaborate.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah. But no, really, if you want to volunteer, this is an open opportunity. And
right.
I know I've got some young people I work with. I've talked to them about it, but I want to put that out there for all young folks and adults alike, right?
In fact, I was just talking to a man whose wife is a mechanic for the airlines in Orlando. And you know who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to say their names.
Okay.
But anyway, he said, could I work with y'all? Where do you live? Orlando. You know my wife. You've worked with her about 10 years. Oh, well, what's your name? Oh, yeah, I know you. I know his wife more because of the maintenance aspect.
Nice.
But, yes,
so
we're looking.
We are at the end of the show. And so, Pete, our tweet, thanks for coming. And so, Obi, I'm going to let you do the close.
Very good.
Okay, it looks like I'm on camera 3 because it's lit up. I'm Obi Young with the Florida Aviation Network, wishing you blue skies and tailwinds. See you on the next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.